Welcome back to Soccer Cards United. This is episode 188 of the greatest soccer card podcast in the world. And I am a little bit woozy. I am feeling very strange because I've just recorded four podcast introductions in a row without recording podcasts. This is now my fourth time introducing one of our Q&A series. Happy Thursday. Hope it's been a good week. Hope the weekend coming is good. I cannot believe that I've missed match day two of the Champions League, and I'm about to miss match day two of the Europa League and the Europa Conference Leagues. I feel like a parent away when their kids are talking and walking and all that stuff. And I can look on the apps. I can look on the scoring apps. I can get the live alerts. But getting a live score alert for... One second, let me just check. Getting a live score alert for Inter versus Benfica in Champions League Group D, you know, is like watching your kid walk for the first time over Skype. Yeah, look, he's walking, but I don't feel like I'm part of it. You know what I mean? But I've enjoyed this holiday, he says, optimistically, having no idea if he will or not. And I can't wait to get back into the studio and record some of these up-to-the-minute, real-time, urgent Soccer Cards United podcasts that we've built our brand around. Enough of this pre-recorded magic of television bull crap. You know what I mean? Okay, so this is part four of our Q&A special. Thank you everyone who submitted questions. I hope these have been in some way insightful. I hope they've been substantive. As I said in the first one of these intros 2 weeks ago, I have no idea how long they're going to be because I haven't recorded them or haven't edited them at the time when I'm recording these intros, because of course I got to edit the intros into the episodes. So I hope they've been good. If not, I will try so hard to make good regular podcasts when I get home. Ooh, I promise you. Ooh, I promise you I'll try and make good podcasts. Please just don't unsubscribe. Please. I don't know what we'd do without you. Anyway, have a great weekend. Enjoy the finale of our Q&A series. It does get very quick towards the end because, as I mentioned before, Salernitana and Frosinone were playing just minutes after we were due to finish recording this, and it was imperative that we got it done. So apologies to anyone whose question gets rushed through, but I hope you'll take it in the spirit it was meant, and I hope it won't stop you from submitting in the future. In the meantime, have a great weekend. We will see you on Monday for episode 188, a normal, if such a thing exists, episode of Soccer Cards United. Thanks for bearing with us through all this.
Best team-specific set.
The best team-specific
set. Like, for me...
Barca Women's is the best team-specific set for my money.
Okay.
All upper box.
But, like, you have your lineage, you have your Liverpool team sets, which had a hit in every box. You have Juventus Chrome, Barca Chrome.
I realise that.
Barca Women's. Barca Women winner set. It was, like, fairly cheap, and it was one all upper box.
You're yeah, cheap and cheerful all upper box. That's my...
Yeah.
I just think that set was underappreciated.
Yeah, in terms of price.
Yeah, in terms of the balance value. Of price... Return on investment.
They have all the signees in it that you need to have.
A lot of the signees that you're looking for in Women's Chrome...
Are in that. And it's not like auto and relic. It's literally every box is an auto.
Yeah,
fair. That's a fair shout. Smart shout. I was trying to think, like, Panini have the Frankfurt set, but I don't really think anyone else comes close to...
No, I don't think so. I mean, I liked... I haven't opened Juventus Chrome yet, but I liked when we went through it. Barca Chrome, yeah. I like...
But you're saying for your money, it's hard to find better value?
Yeah.
Okay. Especially with, like, Champions League win followed by World Cup win of Spain, which was most of those players.
Exactly.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay. On to card news today. I've been very disappointed in the 2021 and 21-22 and 22-23 rookie classes compared to the Jude class. Is the Jude class that much better? The only player that looks collectible is Julian Alvarez, who is lighting up the nets for City with another potential bump at the Copa America in 2024.
Yeah, Julian Alvarez is quality.
So this comes down to something. I don't know where the card news today is, a long time listener or not, but we've been talking about for a long time the perfect storm that led to the emergence of the Jude class that year. The expanded production schedule, which meant loads of rookies could come in. the COVID transfer situation, which meant players had to, some players were out because of COVID restrictions, and players couldn't transfer, and
Got more substitutions.
More substitutions. So the five sub rule coming in, the lack of transfers, the having to delve into the youth squad, all that stuff.
Wait, the large gap of no football, which kind of blended two seasons together a little.
Yes. The season lasted kind of a year and a half. All that stuff coalesced at the perfect time to give us the Jude class.
Yeah. That just doesn't really happen in soccer. Obviously, it can happen, but like, yeah, it never really happens that there's that many top players in with a rookie.
Yeah.
Like, it can happen.
It can happen, but
like, in recent products, Jason, just to quit you off, in recent products, there's like, you see a lot of rookie logos on cards that players that you're like, that's never, he's never going to do anything.
Yeah.
Whereas in the Jude class, you try to list them all and you forget some top players. Like, obviously, Jude, Musiala, Camavinga,
Pedri.
Doku. Gravenberch.
Xavi Simons. Adeyemi.
Darwin Nunez. Mohamed Kudus.
Yeah.
And there's more. That's the thing. Like, there is also people with Karim Adeyemi, Moukoko. They were in
Moukoko,
you know, like, it's like
Luis Diaz.
And these are all not like speculative. These are all like quality players.
Yeah.
A lot of them, like Camavinga, gone to Real Madrid. You know, yeah, like, there's mad stuff going on. So
was Tchouaméni in that year's Merlin?
Or
was he in the year after?
I feel like it was the year after. I want to check.
I'm not sure. Okay.
But like, who was the big Merlin chase that year? First year Merlin. Goncalo Ramos, maybe?
I can't think.
Was Ramos the?
That was the big chase in Merlin.
Yeah, 2020.
Right.
He was one of the, you know.
Yeah. Gabby Martinelli was also a big chase in Merlin that year.
Yes. Tramini's rookie was 21-22. And it's so beautiful. There's one for sale in Ireland for €40, Jason. It's an off 75.
What colour?
Blue.
Nice.
Looks class. I want to go with UEFA Merlin. Because I just feel like we're forgetting several people that people are holding and they're going, hey.
Yeah, mention my guy.
Come on, what are you doing? Are you asleep? Goncalo Ramos, Alexander Isak. I don't think he was a rookie. Victor Osimhen was in that year.
Yeah, Jesus.
Jeremy Doku, Musiala. Yeah, missing Victor Osimhen, by the way, it was a big oversight. But you do forget. People, like Bukayo Saka. No?
I'm not sure. I think he only had...
Like, he had a 19-20 tabloid.
Yeah, I think his 21-22 is a metal rookie, is it?
Anthony. Obviously, in a bit of trouble at the
time.
But Anthony.
Yeah.
No one can predict the things that people do in their personal
life. Although, if they sign for Man United, you can
guess.
You can guess.
Yeah, I don't know.
Noah Okafor, Gary Martinelli, we mentioned. It's a huge list. And it goes on and on.
And it just keeps on going. And it's quality. Like, these are quality. Like, if you look at Victor Osimhen, Jude Bellingham, Musiala, Camavinga,
yeah,
like, these are players that are
at impressing
top of the game at
completely
the moment.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
So that's not normal.
But can happen. Like, I'm not against seeing something similar again.
Yeah.
Occurring.
So I think the thing is, if you came in at that time, you've been calibrated
incorrectly.
You've been kind of normalized to that, but that is not the baseline.
Can I say one? Charles de Ketelaere.
Oh wow, yeah.
As well. And one of the other things actually that's important in your timeline, Jason, is that like for this year, for example, like in that year there was a lot of players that were not captured.
Yes.
Whereas now, like, even like Panini Score is catching some French league players. Like, in the future, you probably have Victor Osimhen a year earlier in Panini Score as a rookie. And just sets like that. There's more, even UEFA club competition is catching them a bit early instead of them all kind of collating together. So basically, just the expansion of soccer card creation and different licenses is kind of catching players earlier, so they're not all kind of coming out in the same year.
Agreed. Okay. Mailman Cardman. I love that name. Who has a better chance of coming good? Joao Felix, Fabio Carvalho, or Ryan Cherki? Love you guys. Never stop making those and make those hoodies and hats available. Oh, we're trying, Mailman Cardman. We're trying. Well, Joao Felix, we talked about before, is seemingly coming good for Barcelona. It remains to be seen whether or not that's a false dawn. Ryan Cherki is now under the tutelage of Fabio Grosso at Lyon. We were talking about why Fabio Grosso would manage Lyon or how well he'd be received. I then later learned he played for Lyon for 2 years at the end of his career. Between 2007 and 2009.
Noah Lang is also part of that rookie class.
Holy smokes.
I think it's important not to forget anyone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I agree.
Billy Gilmore. I mean, he's obviously not the same.
Dominic Solobzai?
Yeah, Big Balls Dom. Technically not.
What's his... Oh, he's in...
1920 stickers, maybe.
But does he have a rookie logo in 20...
I don't think he did. He might have in like one of the sets, maybe, but I don't think he
did. Okay, maybe I've overstepped.
come on, put, get yourself together.
Yeah, Joao Felix, I think, is coming good. Fabio Carvalho, who knows what's going to happen with him at Liverpool. And Ryan Cherki, we'll have to see. We're waiting and see.
Ryan Cherki, if he pops off, everyone's going to go crazy.
2019-20 tops now, is that what his rookie card is?
Yes.
Wow. So his first like super factor and stuff would be in the Jude class cards. Merlin that year.
Yes.
Which is not his rookie though.
But does it have a rookie logo? No.
No.
No, it doesn't. People really respected it.
Yeah. So I think if anything, let's break those three names up, Felix, Carvalho and Cherki, and let's say that the lesson of Felix is to not write Carvalho or Cherki off.
Yes.
One can inform the other two.
Yeah, I would prefer, I don't know, stuff because like Ryan Cherki's rookie, if what card takes off if he pops off? Do you know what I mean? Like, is it just the tops now, which is a bit boring because there's only one of them, there's no parallels, or is it the Merlin where people kind of go, well, he has a tops now? That's a tough one.
Mm.
Which I like, soccer's so kind of spread out that something like that can really affect it. Like the reason Joao Felix is able to double is because there's very much clarity on his rookie.
Yes, it's the Benfica tops chrome.
Very easy to
for
prices to go.
Carvalho, on the other hand, has so many rookie cards, so many rookie autos from this year, that if his prices start to go up, that money's going to be spread out across
a lot.
You know, 20 or 30 different product configurations. So interesting. Okay, A98W, what's your favorite and least favorite sets to open? Kind of we talked about this when we were talking about sets of the year. But Enzo, I'm going to put it to you now. What is your favorite set to open in general and least favorite set to open in general?
I mean, I like to open sets with hits in it. So if you're talking kind of the class of Obsidian for Panini, Museum for Tops, but then at the same time, I guess Tops Chrome is really fun to open. Select, you're having a ball opening that.
Yeah.
You really are.
My favorite set to open is Stadium Club Chrome.
For all the images. That's very fair.
And then, I just recently opened a Bundesliga Finest.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm completely torn because when I opened that set, and we've opened a lot of Bundesliga Finest over the years, when I opened that set, I'm constantly going, ooh, look at that card. That looks fantastic. That must be a low numbered parallel, only to turn it over and find out it's the 472. And it's very disappointing.
Oh my God.
So, yeah.
Like, I don't even want to count this, but like Leaf Blasters, horrible experience.
Oh yeah. Chrome Light, I don't like opening Chrome Light.
Chrome Light is very upsetting to open.
I don't like opening Chrome Light, I'm just going to say it.
I would also add in Topps Finest Flashbacks. I don't have the nostalgia factor, and with just one coloured card in a box, it upsets me terrible.
Yeah.
It could be tough. And it's a beautiful set.
Yeah.
When you hit your autograph, when you hit your colour, it's so beautiful. However,
I've got some here.
Everything else is an empty experience for me.
Yeah.
If they just added more parallels to that box, or made
like Topps Finest.
Yeah, or exactly. Or made more autographs in it than just one per case, one per six.
Yeah.
That'd be a much better experience. But I'm trying to think, Mosaic does be upsetting.
Oh. Yeah.
Like, again, that's one where you hit your three or four parallels and it's class. And your autograph, it's class. It doesn't even matter who it is. You're having a nice time. But all of the filler is truly horrible. And I might even add Donruss to that. We actually forgot about Donruss talking about Panini products.
Oh, wow.
Donruss was a really, really good set, technically. We opened a case of it.
But it was just spread out over a million cards.
But it was horrible as well.
Yeah.
But I don't really know. Like, Flagship, I don't love that, but that's not for me. Like, I don't think that's fair to
criticize that. Yeah, Premier League Prism I find difficult to open.
Bundesliga Chrome, find that very tough. But it's tough. That's not for me.
It's like,
I'm not a Bundesliga guy. You can't really critique that. I think, like, Chrome Light is a perfect one to critique because that's kind of for everyone.
That's for everyone. It's a general purpose product, and I just don't find it a satisfying open.
Yeah.
I would actually prefer to open Flagship than Chrome Light most times.
Yeah, I get that. Chrome Light is just upsetting.
Yeah.
Deeply upsetting.
Oh snap, it's more. Are Jude class slash box Are you class boxes and cases the best modern hold for now?
Potentially. It's a bit of a tough one. Because I don't think, like, apparently, I mean, obviously, Jude and Musiala are the standouts.
Yes.
Pedri as well. I'll throw the three of them together. They're standouts. But I don't think any of them are Haaland level. The Judes, a lot of the one-on-ones,
I think. That's difficult because none of them are strikers.
Yeah, but I think, like.
Although Jude is scoring.
Like a striker.
Yeah.
For me, it's like the museum set for that year is one of the more undervalued boxes around because I think everyone was kind of in the museum set pretty much.
Yeah.
The museum set was class that year. I don't think the value never really goes up on a museum set, but like you have RPAs, if you want to call it, for like most of the Jude class, which I think is just underrated.
Fair enough. Let me just see.
But like I remember opening a case of Chrome and it was a horrible experience.
Yes. Yes.
Because the print run was just too big. Like I'm pretty sure you can get that box at or below its RP, which is crazy. That's why like the Sapphire that year, great. The museum, like the shorter print product of that Jude class is great.
Yes.
I'm going to do 2020 box. Like I really think, because ORP I think was €350.
Wow.
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 See Jason, like hurting.
When you think about what Chrome came out at this year and how strong it is this year.
Yeah, like again, I just, Jason, you're going to have the shivers here.
Yeah.
Just a recommendation. Museum. Sapphire, Stadium Club, Merlin of that year. And like Merlin, I can't remember if everyone was in Merlin, but I think they were, yes.
Mostly Merlin. Everyone's in Merlin.
So those four, amazing. Chrome, Steve Aoki, Neon Chrome, Japan Chrome, Blasters were loaded, if you remember that well.
Yes, of course.
But yeah, for example, 2020, I see here on eBay, Topps Chrome. How much do you think a box of that runs for, Jason?
$400.
We're looking at, this is the lowest I find, I think, $300.
Okay.
So I
thought it might have increased by about $50 on its retail value. But you're telling me it's, in fact, decreased on that price?
Yeah.
That's tough.
It's tough. I see, yeah. So about $300, which is, and there's some of them, like, I don't know, it's telling me on eBay, it's telling me €225, but then when I click into it, the price goes up. So I don't know if that's, like, sales tax or something going on there, because these are all in the United States. But basically, is it like someone saying like is that one of the great modern holds? I don't think so. Museum, Sapphire, Stadium Club, Merlin, yeah, much better holds, I think.
Yeah.
Obviously Chrome is Chrome and da-da-da, but I just remember opening that and there's so many print lines, weird parallels that never existed before and never existed again. It was just craziness. The print run was too much on all that stuff and the star price was too much. Which has since been corrected, which is great. Stadium Club, amazing. Obviously Merlin was amazing. Sapphire shorter print, amazing. I think museum, because I think, like, to be honest, sorry, Sapphire no, but like Sapphire, Stadium Club, Merlin are all kind of adjacent to Chrome, and Chrome is technically the best, even though the print run is too big for it to be the best. That museum is a different caliber, standalone.
I understand.
And has everything in it, and I think that's undervalued.
Okay, there we go.
Sorry Jay,
I just realized how many questions we have left.
Oh sorry, I thought, well this is a four parter.
I know, but could be an eight-parter, but
you weren't really ready for a four-parter.
Okay, RTK cards. If United continues to underachieve, do you see Garnacho's value dropping? The rest of the under-21s taken in Europe looks to skyrocket, including... I'm not sure what the second part means.
The rest of the under-21 taken in Europe looks to skyrocket, including Tell. He's saying, I think, all the rest of the young boys are flying.
Flying, okay. I heard that Erling Ten Hag is deliberately limiting Alejandro Garnacho's playing time because he doesn't want Garnacho to get a big head. How you could get a big head playing for this current Man United team, I'm not sure. But it looks like Ten Hag has his foot on the neck of Garnacho's card prices at the moment. Very hard to come in and make an impact in that team.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, the collector base is always going to be huge because Man United is a huge club.
Yes.
He's a talented player, could be good, but yeah, I wouldn't be investing deeply into him at the moment, personally.
Okay, LD Cards 19. Frosinone, can Frosinone Calcio finish in the top 8?
Let's go!
Certainly.
Oh my god, the game's on in 20 minutes.
No, I know, that's why I said we had a lot of questions left.
Oh my god.
For the listener, it's Monday the 22nd of...
Friday.
What is it?
It's Friday.
Jesus Christ.
Grow up, Jason.
It's Friday the 22nd of September. And
Frosinone are going to play, so hurry up.
Okay.
Oh, we have 20 minutes. Oh my god, my phone is so low on battery. What's going on? Oh no.
Do Newcastle and Milan make it out of the group of death? No, PSG are making it out of the group.
No, Milan are getting out for sure. But
so it's PSG and...
Dortmund and Newcastle are slugging it out.
Yeah. Next £100 million striker, Evan Ferguson.
Victor Osimhen.
Did he already go for £100 million?
Yeah, but if he's going to sell, there's the next £100 million sale.
I think he already counts as £100 million,
right? Fine.
Does a loan spell... This is Duck River Collectibles. Does a loan spell early in a player's career signal the beginning of the end of his hobby relevance? Seems like none of the top, top players ever went on loan.
Harry Kane. Next.
Orange.
Basically, it can happen. Don't dismiss Duck. That can happen. Basically, that players are non-linear. Don't be too concerned. But I suppose it is... like I would say if you did a percentage average, there's probably more percentage that went on loan that then subsequently don't make it than players that do. So.
But look at Xavi Simons.
Yeah, it can happen. It's not the end, but it's not great.
No. Okay. I often find... This is RNG Liam. I often find that trade nights after a card show is one of the best places to make deals. We often find that as well. My question is... This is a big one. What is your favourite card that you've traded for at a trade night? Your favourite card you've traded for at a trade night? This is a very interesting question. We've traded for some real doozies.
I can't remember.
Real humdingers. We've got Drogba flawlesses. We've got...
Phil Foden, on-card autos, and rookie... Lasers. Green laser optics.
We've got...
That messy prism, which technically didn't happen at the trade night, happened at the show, but started at the trade night.
Started at the trade night.
The orange prism. Yeah. Kind of counts.
There's a few... I mean... For reasons of what happened later on, would you say the Bukayo Saka to David Beckham?
Yeah, beautiful trade.
At the National?
Yeah, very good.
I'm trying to think what else we've done at trade nights. I don't know, too many to name.
Yeah, there's been a lot. That's tough.
There's been a lot. I will say that we've gotten to the point where we're doing so many trades and we've been to so many card shows over the last year that it's very hard to keep track.
It's blurring together.
Big time. Okay, what's your favourite non-case hit insert set? Favourite non-case hit insert set. So no Kabooms, no Colour Blasts, no...
Does Prize Football account?
I don't think that's a case hit.
So yeah, but I guess the Fusions are a case hit and they're the ones I like, so...
So then that would be against the rules.
Against the rules. What else is there?
Yeah, a non-case hit insert set.
Oh, I feel like a fool right now. Where's my eBay? I'm trying to think. There was definitely one that Topps did that I liked.
Is National Landmarks a case hit?
Absolutely.
I think it's more than a case hit.
Well, it's... Like, Golazo's alright, not great. Joga Benito became a case hit, so I can't say that.
Well, you can say, like, first year Joga Benito.
Nah, that's a cop-out. That's an absolute cop-out. That's a tough question. I feel like he has an answer and I would have loved him if he told
to hear his answer.
Like, for example, my favourite is this, and I'd be like, oh yeah, I love that too, because I probably would. I mean, Prize Footballer looks good this year, but again, I don't like the Prize Footballer text. Bothers me. I guess we don't. Are you allowed to say we just don't?
I guess we don't, yeah.
Because for me, every time I hit an insert, I get upset because I'm like, oh, that's not a refractor, that's just an insert.
Yeah.
Pretending to be a refractor.
I'm looking at some cards here now.
I'm pulling cards from Let's everywhere. Let's see. Anywhere cards, I can see. What do cards, I like? Cards. Oh, the Queens of Football insert was great.
That was nice.
That was great.
I like that.
Fierce, first year Fierce. I don't think that was a case hit. The women's had them all.
Yes.
There you go.
Because I'm thinking, like, there's been some weird inserts, like, what's the one from Stadium? Glimpses of Gold and...
Yeah, not great.
Championship contributions. They're just strange. Inserts, I'm like, what?
Yeah, I like Queens of Football. I think that was a top quality one this year. Especially the autos, they did well. Like, yeah, I like that.
Right.
It was different and it was nice.
Fair enough.
And they're on, like, kind of a chessboard type vibe in this castle. It was great. Great set.
Okay, card sales.
Okay.
Buy, sell, hold.
Hosting the Southampton card show
on the 3rd in this might have already happened by the time this is out. No, it can't have happened, can it? It could have, yeah.
Suppose it could have.
Might have happened last weekend. Buy, sell, hold. Jude, Musiala, and Pedri. This is an extremely difficult question, Martin.
Sell Jude because he's at an absolute peak right now.
Yeah.
Buy Pedri and hold Musiala.
Yeah.
That's good, isn't it? I don't know. That's tough. You can't do that. You can't do that.
I don't know. I'm thinking... I think that has to be the answer.
Great.
But do you just sell Pedri, hold Jude and buy Musiala? Do you just cut Pedri loose and double up? Do you cut your losses? You know what I mean?
I don't know. You're not going to lose on Pedri long term, I don't think. Well, you might.
You might. You
absolutely might. But he's quality.
Manchester Card Con asked... what does the future hold for card shows in the UK now that there are so many? Manchester Card God.
Don't be stressing.
Don't stress, Manchester Card God.
I don't think it's a bad thing. I understand all this kind of stress about it. Like, I kind of get it, but it's like, it's just healthy. Like, what does the future hold? Nothing really. Some people are going to try it.
Don't say nothing.
No, but some people are going to try it and fail.
Yes.
Other people are going to establish themselves in their local area or whatever area they've taken up and are going to become kind of a cultural cornerstone of the hobby.
It's going to be, I suppose... There's a glut now of people coming in.
Because you're saying there's so many, but it's like, how many million people live in your country that yes. love football? There's yes. not that many. Like, is there five different Manchester shows happening at the same time? That's too many. Do you know what I mean? Mm. But I think the future holds more shows. People may be choosing not to go to shows that are further away from their local area. Maybe people are mixing. I don't know. I think it's positive. I don't think it's a negative thing. I think we've really seen the growth in card shows. We're finding it difficult to get to them all. They're starting to clash on the same dates and stuff like that. So
yes,
basically your quality of show needs to improve.
So the future holds competition, kind of a natural selection.
And improvement of shows, yeah.
Yes.
There you go.
Thoughts
on Fanatics eventually owning all soccer licenses. Is it good or bad for the hobby? It certainly standardizes the rookie selection, though we know more messing about, but is it good, bad? I don't know. I've never experienced a true monopoly of sorts. And I don't know if they're going to have all of the soccer licenses because they don't seem to be going for La Liga or Serie A from Panini yet. Yet.
Yes.
If the Serie A license falls from Panini's grasp,
then we know that
it's over.
The end times have come.
That's the biggest kind of checkmate you can do.
Yes.
If Serie A part away with Panini, that's it. Done. Finished.
Mm.
People don't understand.
Thank you for that question. LOCS cards. Alright, Rippin' Dodgers, who we met at the National. Rippin' Dodgers asks, coin flips at card shows. So this is where somebody will be at a card show and they're taking, they're negotiating. Someone's at 5,000, someone's at 5,100. And they say, why don't we flip a coin? Heads, I'll take heads. If I get heads, it's 5,000. You take tails, it's tails. I'll pay you 5,100. You know. Is that right? It's more or less what happens.
Yeah, yeah.
Reverend Dodger says, is a coin flip by card show good vlog fodder or a weak negotiating tactic?
I don't hate it. I like it. Never happens to us. And to be honest, I think I'd be annoyed if it did.
You would hate it.
Those people flipping coins all day.
You say I don't hate it, but I can tell you for a fact. Enzo
hates
that.
Do you know if you're actually at a point where someone's like, I'll give you 400, you're at 500, and you don't really care, and then I've never seen
you not really care.
No, but what if I'm happy enough at 400? I mean, I suppose if we're happy at 400, we just say yep.
Yeah, we just say yeah.
Yeah, fair.
So fair. I think it's a...
It's good vlog fodder, but I don't love it. I guess it involves fun. If you have ego, you'll get tied into a game like that. But if I find it weird for someone said, oh, we'll flip a coin, we do this, and then just go, no, we won't.
Mm.
I'm not a gambler.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There you go.
FPB cards. Rookie FBP. Of the year. FBP. Rookie of the year.
Junior Evan Alvarez. Ferguson.
FBP cards asks, will you do a prep video on how to send for grading to PSA?
I suppose we will.
Fine. I didn't know we were taking requests. But we can certainly do that.
We can do it.
Alright, Pace Rivers. What are inserts you love and why? And listen, case hits are back on the table. Kaboom, Night Moves, Visionary, Color Blast.
Visionary was bad.
Visionary was poor, yeah.
I like, I don't know if it's a case hit, but Club History. Or Club Canvas History. Creations. I don't know if they're case hits, but I like them. But that's maybe just
Club History is the one that says like 1884 or whatever. Yeah, they're good.
They're great. Canvas Creations are colourful, but I don't think they're case. I don't know if they're case hits, so I won't get involved. My favourite out of that.
You could have said Club History as your favourite non.
Yeah, maybe. But maybe they are case hits. I would look like a fool.
Mm.
Do you mean you could say like Red Flood, Jason? You could have said.
Yeah.
Is that an insert? I don't know.
Don't know.
That's just a parallel.
It's a parallel. Yeah, special parallel.
You're not wrong. What are inserts you love and why?
Can I just say real quick?
Yeah.
People on this episode are listening to us go super fast.
And the rest of them are slow.
And what they don't realize is that we've been recording for an hour and 40 minutes.
Frozzy and Oni are playing in 8 minutes. That's what they don't realize. That's all I care about right now. This is my entire day has been... I've got here so early. What's going on?
I don't know what's happening.
Kind of shy. We're full of shy.
So, I like national landmarks.
I like Kaboom and Color Blasts. Night moves were cool.
How do you feel about mangas?
They're alright.
Okay.
They could have been done better, but they're alright.
Pace Ravers continues and says, what are some of your favourite modern sets? Stadium Club. I do this to point at myself to say, me Stadium Club. Me Jason.
Me Stadium Club. I like Stadium Club. Yeah. And what are your favourite modern sets? Let me think.
Take your time.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm looking forward to Dynasty UEFA.
Oh, yeah.
I suppose I liked UEFA. I liked F1 Dynasty a little bit.
I mean, when he says favorite modern sets,
Sapphire. Oh yeah, we don't know. We have no concept of modern sets.
Yeah,
because everything's modern to us. We're new.
Yeah, like it's not like Pro Set 1991.
Yeah, we don't remember the old stuff.
Yeah,
we don't go, oh yeah, Finest has been around since the night. Like I'm like, Finest is new to me.
Yeah,
I don't know nothing about nothing.
I like full color.
I like Inception stuff. Excuse me, modern sets.
Excuse
Inception.
You,
Inception.
Yeah.
Like, they really went hard this year with the on cards, with the booklets, with the jewels. Obviously, yes, the print everything run. That everything that came after that was so good
yeah,
that it almost overshadowed it. But I think next year they could come really hard with that, and that's my favourite modern set.
Dave. Okay. Finally, we're going to finish with Marto's cards. Okay. Marto says, do you guys think that Panini could be at risk of losing their soccer license?
Yeah, they're going out of business at the moment. They're at risk of worse than that. That's what I'll say. They're not worried about their soccer license right now.
Right. They're worried about their NFL license.
They're worried about their facility. They're worried about their staff. They're worried about their shares. Yeah. Stock. I don't know. They're rattled. And they're in like, I think, 5 different court battles right now.
Yes.
With some of the biggest organizations on the planet.
Yes.
So I don't think they're really like, La Liga Mosaic has fallen.
Mm.
Rome has fallen.
Yeah.
And Panini are in trouble. And I think, to be honest, we're beyond speculation and like Panini have been gutted, and they continue to be gutted every day.
Mm.
And every time Rick Mueller goes to write his vlog, it's just another knife in the back of Panini's entire livelihood, I think. Like, it's not like you can't lose the NBA, NFL, WWE, and just kind of dust yourself off and keep going. And the Euro, like you've lost too much, and every large corporation in sports that matter are suing you. The soccer license, they might keep their soccer license, but they won't be able to.
You're saying Panini may very well lose their soccer license, but that is quite frankly the least of their worries.
I think so.
All right. Well, we wish everyone at Panini the best of luck.
To be honest, the WWE news and the NFL, like, to me, it's just like, right.
The WWE news, by the way, came out 2 weeks ago when people are listening to this.
God knows what's happened since.
Yes.
You'll be on holidays and Panini will be dying.
Yeah.
Or fighting back. I feel like, do you think Panini could go like, call an ambulance?
But not for me.
Do you think they could pull something off?
I would love it.
The drama.
I'm like Kevin Keegan, you know.
I would love it if we beat them. I just want the hobby to just, for 2 weeks, let's just hope everything is just normal. Because I liked having Panini in the mix. I don't know why. They make products, like, for years they've made products that are numbered to 500, like cards, and it's just for something in Chronicles, and for some reason, it's fine.
Tops do it in Finest, and all of a sudden it's a big conversation topic.
But like, they do it there, and it's like, this is, like, it just works. I don't know why it works. It's horrible. But it's like, I'd hit an all 500 John Anarisa autograph, and I'll still sell it for £20.
Yeah.
If that was like a Topps Chrome John Anarisa to 500, everyone would be like, that is not worth nothing. Mm. And I don't know why. And that's the one thing fanatics need to figure out from Panini.
Yes.
Intangible? What is it? Why does that happen?
Yeah.
Because I have no idea.
How do they get the fig and the fig roll?
How do they do it?
Okay, listen.
How do they get the jam and the jam donut?
We're back on Monday for a regular podcast.
Frozenone will be fighting for our Champions League places by the time you're hearing this.
Yes.
I would assume.
Enzo, I will see you in a couple of weeks on Monday. In a few days.
I would love to say I'm going to miss you, but my God, this has been a long day. My God. Good riddance. 2 weeks.
Okay, have a good weekend, everyone. Bye-bye.